part of our family on this Thanksgiving Eve. We've got a surprisingly large group with us tonight. It was so nice to be greeting you, as I typically do not get the opportunity to do that. But I definitely love the fact that you are all here. Give me, just a moment to say thanks to each and every one of you. This is a time of saying what we are thankful for, and people say it's corny or whatever. I don't think it's corny at all. I give thanks each and every day, with each and every meal and each and every morning and each and every smile and reason to feel optimistic. I give thanks. I give thanks to my Creator. I give thanks to Mother Earth. I give thanks to those who believe in me, and I even give thanks to those who depart of the matrix of my life. And so I want to let you know that I believe in you. I appreciate your contribution to this amazing movement that we have, this group of like-minded and well-intentioned people that want nothing more than to see their own lives and the lives of others improved, whether it be financially, emotionally, physically. We all deserve some form of transformation. We all deserve to dream and to be thankful for all that we have, to be thankful for every little thing that we have, the breath that we take, and the ability to walk and talk and hear and smell and to see sunrises and to love each other and to be loved and to feel love. These are all things that we should be grateful for each and every single day. And I truly am. And I hope that anybody who has met me, anybody who sees me knows that. You know that I'm on a mission, that I'm asking you to join me in that mission. That mission to me is very clear. It's to make the world a better place by improving people's lives one at a time, by letting them know that the food they eat has a direct impact on the quality of the life that they will live. I'm going to say that again. Our philosophy is to inform the world that the food they eat has a direct impact on the quality of the life that they live. The quality of the food they eat will have a direct impact on the quality of the life they live. And it is our mission to provide people with easy access to the highest quality food at the highest vibration and the highest purity, so that they can have the greatest, strongest tool available to accomplish that goal. And that by accomplishing that goal, then we're going to make the world a better place by making each person's life better, by making their food better. We're going to make the world better. I'm going to say it again. By making each person's life better, by making their food better, we're going to make the world better. We're going to save ourselves, we're going to save others, and we're going to save the planet. That's our mission, in case anybody wasn't clear about it. And on that mission, we have addressed the greatest single problem under the umbrella of the quality of our food is obesity, diabetes, emphysema, heart disease, high blood pressure, immobility, early death, all of this caused by the quality of the food that we ingest, which becomes the quality of the life that we live, which becomes the missed opportunities for love and joy and happiness and knowledge and wisdom, and our time in the sun to teach and to share and to be an agent of change. This is what we've been denied as a people, as a country, and it's got to stop. So tonight, on this night of Giving Thanks Eve, I want to remind you of some simple facts. We talk about everybody's afraid of violent crime, everybody's afraid of, of death. You know that death from war is down to the lowest point in the history of our planet? Death from disease is down to the lowest point, not from disease, excuse me. Death from, yes, from disease like the plague and the bubonic plague and the Black Death and all these other things is actually down As much as we talk about cancer and heart disease and the diseases that come from eating food, the diseases that come from having safety in our environment are already have diminished dramatically. Poverty, starvation in the world is down to its lowest point in history. Babies who die at birth down to the lowest point in history. We've got a lot to be thankful for as a race, as a people, as a nation. But we've got a lot that still needs to improve. And so, in the course of doing this thing that we call transformation, in the course of trying to retrain and reestablish some sanity within our world that starts, as Gandhi said, and I'll paraphrase, the change we seek in the world must begin at home. And if we don't live that, if we don't breathe that, if we don't actually walk that talk for ourselves, then how could other people respect us when we ask them to find their own truth and to walk in their own light? So tonight, as we encourage people to go through this transformation, this post-Thanksgiving transformation, which I am going to be doing as well, starting on Friday, I'm well stocked and prepared with my flex foods. And the subject of tonight's call is flex foods. So I want to give everybody a moment to just take and get out your personal electronic device, get out a pen and a paper, whatever you want, or just make sure to note that this call is being recorded and will be available in 48 hours. Because of the holidays, that might not be true. It may not be until Monday or Tuesday. I don't want you to miss some of this information if you're going to be on the diet, on the post-transphobic thinking transformation. I don't want you to be missing out on this, so I'm going to give you 5 seconds while I take a drink of water to get something to take notes, and I'll be right back. Okay, well, I've got a riddle for you. There's a four-letter word that starts with F, and it's really, really good word. It's called flex. Flex foods are not a dirty word. Flex foods are not cheating. Flex foods are not for the weak. Flex foods are an integral part of your success on the transformation for a number of different reasons. So first, let's talk about a flex food, which is a food that you go to when you're hungry. Wow, isn't that a new concept? But how often are you really in touch with what you're hungry for? So the first thing I want to tell you is flex foods are not at your discretion. I have given you specific flex foods. You are to use those flex foods and those flex foods only, regardless of what anybody else says, because they feel good at the time they're talking to you, or they want to make you feel good at the time they're talking to you. If you want the maximum success, then I want the maximum adherence to my guidance. If you want something less than that, then do something less than that. That's all. So a flex food is chosen for a very specific reason, because I understand the human body. So imagine even the spices that we allow you to use, the lemon juice. Everybody knows that lemon juice alkalizes the body, improves digestion. We're going to use cayenne. Everybody knows that cayenne is thermogenic. Helps your body to burn fat. We're going to let you use cinnamon. Everybody knows that cinnamon helps your body control blood sugar. We're going to use sea salt. Everybody knows that sea salt is loaded with vital minerals and provides the sodium that your body uses to regulate your blood pressure. You can't avoid using the sea salt that I tell you to use because you think it's cheating. It's not. It's an integral part of the program. The individual foods. People go, I can't have avocados. They're loaded with fat. I'm trying to lose weight. Did you know that avocados have a fat that helps you lose fat as long as you don't have more than about one avocado a day? That's right. Because this is 10 days in a row. We've cut it down to half a large avocado or a whole small avocado. So you get that healthy fat in your diet. That's right. You can even have the avocado seed if you want, but that isn't necessary. The bottom line is avocado is a very healthy thing, and if you want something creamy and salty, then why not mix some avocado, mash it up, sprinkle some sea salt, maybe some lemon, and some cayenne, and look what you have now done. You've created a snack that's going to help you burn fat in three different ways. And that's pretty cool. Look at cucumbers. Loaded with water, so they help you rehydrate. Very crunchy. Also tastes great with sea salt and lemon and cayenne. Coincidence? I think not. And did you know that the type of fiber in cucumbers is really good? Cucumbers are really good at helping flush toxins from your body. They're almost like little vacuums. They don't have much in them, so they're able to mix with other stuff and pull it out. Same thing with watermelon. Highly nutritious. Did you know that the red pigment in watermelon is like chlorophyll, that the sunlight penetrates the soft outer part of a watermelon, and the red inner part is just like eating green food in some ways? Absolutely. And wow, so if you want something sweet and cool, then of course you want some watermelon. If you want something crunchy and tart, then have the apple. And here's my favorite combination. I want you to slice some crisp cucumbers into little chips, sprinkle your spices over the top, your sea salt, your cayenne, your lemon, then mash up some avocado, and you have yourself some guacamole made the healthy way. Yeah, you could add a little bit of hot peppers, more thermogenic. You could add a little garlic, good for detoxing. We don't have a problem with that, little sea salt. Then you have yourself some wonderful guacamole with some delicious healthy chips. And you feel like $1 million. It's amazing. It's so refreshing and delicious and tasty, and you get all full, and it feels good. So flex foods are not a bad word. It's the good F word, if I have to make a joke. And I want you to realize that. I want you to spread it around, that flex foods help you to succeed. And here's another beautiful thing. Has anybody ever been really, really hungry and the first thing you saw was a drive-thru restaurant, so in a moment of weakness you pull through and you're like, wow, this is really good. And then a little while later your stomach feels not so good. So check this out. One time I was driving through the desert and I was starving. I hadn't eaten in a couple of days and I was a little bit dehydrated, and I stopped in this Mexican restaurant. They give me a big glass of water with lemon in it, and they bring me some chips and salsa, and I order a plate of food, and they bring it. I'm like, this is the most amazing food ever. So I had some friends coming up to visit, and they go, hey, we're gonna leave after we eat. I said, no, just leave now. Stop halfway there, eat at this little Mexican restaurant. It's amazing, and then they come up from there. That way you beat traffic out of town. They said, hey, that's a great idea. So they leave, and they get to the oasis, and they've all got stomach aches, and they look sick, and they go, oh, was the windy road make you sick? And they said, no, it was that disgusting food you told us to stop and eat. They said, what were you thinking? And I go, I don't understand. So I stopped there again another day, and they were right. The place was the greasiest spoon ever. Even when I walked in, I can't believe that I ate there, just from the looks of the place. But I was so hungry, and my eyes turned a different way. I didn't care about any of that, apparently, because my stomach just wanted something in it. Well, the bottom line is to this story is when you eat something when you're really hungry, it tastes great. Sometimes you regret it later, as I did with the Mexican food. But with the flex foods, see, they're going to taste great because you're really, really hungry. And all of a sudden, if you want something creamy, crispy, sweet, you're going to have your options. You're going to get in touch with your own sensibilities, with your own sort of understanding of who you are and what you want and what you need. Right then, at that moment, you're going to be really in touch with it. And you're going to get instant gratification with these flex foods. And in doing so, then, amazingly, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, after the transformation is over, when you're feeling starving and you look at that fast food restaurant, there's no way you're driving through. No way. You're going to go and you're going to find yourself something awesome like an apple, a banana, an orange, an avocado. And if you haven't seen the continuation or the athlete's transformation, we've got lists of approved foods. I'd show you what fats I approve. I show you what meats, if you eat meat, are approved. I show you, again, what vegetables, what fruits, what starches, what everything, all the best, healthiest foods on the planet. I show you that if you want to go grocery shopping, this is your shopping list. And then there's this website, and I'm going to put it up on my Facebook again, starting probably on Monday. If I can't get it on Friday, I'm going to try. But this is a website where you put in the ingredients. You just need it by the time the transformation's over. So as long as I put it up in the next 10 days, it's fine. You put in the ingredients that you have in your refrigerator that you want to make a meal out of, and then you say what type of, and then you push a button, and it gives you 5 or 6 different options, a Mexican, an Italian food, a French food, whatever, out of those ingredients. And you can say, I want something, you know, Middle Eastern, I want something, and then you put the ingredients, and it tells you a style, a dish that you could make. So as long as every food is only as good as the ingredients, as long as you put in a list of ingredients that you're going to use, the cooking oil that I recommend, the fat that I recommend, the vegetables, the starches, the meats, everything that is with in alignment with how you eat, then you can make yourself a meal, a vegan meal, a raw meal, whatever, using those ingredients that I recommend. And I highly hope that you will do that, because it's not just about the transformation, it's about the lifestyle. We call it continuation. That doesn't do it justice. It's not a continuation. It's a readjusted reaffirmation of what we know and what we've known and what we want and what we believe and where we're going. And I give you not just Purium products, which are amazing. I encourage you to continue to use your favorite ones because they're the basis of everything that you need. But when you go to eat, don't make those mistakes that you go, okay, now that I've had all my basic nutrition with Purium, it's okay if I take a little break. My name is David Sandoval. You're listening to the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Meet the Owners call. I absolutely love these calls. Absolutely love you. I'm going to need to take a little drink of water, and I'll be right back. Okay. So, once again, I want to remind you, my name is David Sandoval. You're listening to the Meet the Owners call. We get together every Wednesday. This is an opportunity for you to get a look into the mind and maybe the heart, maybe the soul of the owners of this company, of which I am one. Started this company in 1993. And first in my garage, and then a 1,200 square foot warehouse, because I sold my house to raise money to run this business. So I rented a 1,200 square foot place where I lived. It was my home, my garage, my manufacturing plant, my shipping department. It was my storage facility. It was my office. More importantly, it was the genesis for my dream, the dream that I had that I could make a difference in millions of lives. That dream was inspired by the death of someone who I dearly loved, an untimely death of someone who died way too young. And the reason for her death was the food that she ate, and that forever inspired me to save you and your loved ones from having to endure the same pain and suffering and tragedy and loss of love that I felt. I don't want anyone who hasn't felt that to ever have to feel that. I want those who have felt that to know that there's hope for yourself and others. This is what I live for. So on this Thanksgiving Eve, I want to let you all know that, again, flex foods are very vitally important, that our mission is vitally important, that your life and your purpose, if you have not found it yet, I hope that I can help you, because that is vitally important. And taking the time to exhale, taking the time to be thankful, taking the time to spend with family around a feast that's prepared with love, this is a good thing. Something I've been denied for many, many years. I don't have a family, but I encourage everyone who has that opportunity just to relax. Let's not let the politics, not let the history or the past in any way interfere. And every time that someone says something that makes you want to say, what are you, crazy or that's stupid, just look at them and say, that's a really interesting opinion. I'm going to run that over in my mind for a little bit. Because this is a day where nobody's wrong, everybody's right, and everybody's family. So, again, share the love, spread the love. And one last thing, do not be afraid to talk to people about Furium, about transformation. Don't be afraid to give out a gift card. As long as it's done with love and in a classy way, I think this is an amazing opportunity to share with people and show people who you are and what you've become and what you hope for and what your dreams are. Let them know that you have dreams and aspirations and that you're not afraid to express them and that you're not afraid to pursue them and you're not afraid to let them tell you what their dreams and aspirations are and that you will help them to boldly pursue them as well. And if you fail, then that is a badge of courage that shows that you tried and that you're going to try again. Because every failure is just a paving stone on the way to your success. So my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I appreciate you spending this Thanksgiving Eve with me. We're going to come out of Thursday and go into Friday with a group transformation. I'm going to be leading transformation support calls. I'm going to be doing an athlete's transformation of my own. And I look forward to having many of you, thousands of you, from what I've seen, joining me. So let's have a big turnout for our first support call on Friday and every day thereafter. Because I'm looking forward not only to ending this year properly, with class and dignity and composure, because that's the way we want to start next year. And the way you finish the last thing you did is usually the way you're going to start the next thing you do. So my final story, if I have a moment, if you're willing to stay, is a story about excellence. It's a story about a willingness to pursue excellence and to accept nothing less in your life on a daily basis from yourself, even if you forgive yourself when you fall short every time. So I work, as you might know, with a lot of celebrities, for lack of a better name, and one of them is also a dear friend, and she was Miss Norway. And she called me after she was crowned Miss Norway and had competed in international competitions and placed, and she went back to Norway, and she got a job, which is not that easy to do in Norway, where unemployment in her age group is like 35%. And she wasn't happy at that job because it wasn't very fulfilling. And one day she called me and she says, Dave, just between me and you, this isn't fair. I'm Miss Norway. I deserve better. I can't believe that after representing my country and standing up on stage and being on TV and being interviewed in all these magazines and everybody wanting a minute of my time, that nobody wants to pay me a decent wage to do a fulfilling job. And I told her, I said, you know, how do you do your job? Is it like something you really enjoy? She goes, no, I just, you know, whatever. I just come, I turn in my hours, and I go home to make my money. I said, that's a shame. I said, because one day I want to ask you a question. What's going to happen if somebody is looking for somebody for a great job and they walk into your current establishment and they see this beautiful girl who is unhappy with their job and not doing it very well? What are they going to think? Now imagine if they go in and they see this beautiful girl doing a lousy, unfulfilling job with excellence, with joy. And they're going to say, imagine if this person, who clearly is overqualified for this job, is able to do this job with such excellence and with joy and appreciation. Imagine the joy and appreciation and excellence they're going to put into the amazing job that we have waiting for her. And she's just like, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, Dave. Nice story. So all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, I see on Instagram or Facebook, I don't remember, she's like, hey, everybody, got a new job, and I love it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I give her a call, and I'm like, hey, so you got a new job. She goes, yeah, I told you that. I said, no, you told me you had a job that you didn't like, and blah, blah, blah. She goes, no. That's the job I'm talking about. She goes, my job's amazing. I love it, and everybody loves me, because after I took your advice, and I didn't know she had, I started doing my job with excellence. I was polishing counters and straightening shelves and greeting everybody who walked through the door with a good morning and how are you. And pretty soon, when I wasn't there, people said, we'll come back when Marion's here. And people literally would leave the store because I wasn't there and come back. And so the manager started asking me to teach the other employees how to make the customers come back and demand to see them the way that they demand to see me. And so, because she practiced excellence in everything that she did, that everything, that opportunity that came forward in her future would have the opportunity to be addressed with excellence, and thus she would achieve more in her life than she ever could by thinking nothing is good enough for her effort. Everything in life is good enough for your best effort. So thank you, each and every one of you for being, each and every one of you for being part of this movement. Each and every one of you for helping me to fulfill my destiny of making this world a better place by helping each of you have a better life as well. So it is unusual, but in the United States we have a holiday. It is tomorrow, and the very express purpose of the holiday, as written in 1837, I believe it was to give thanks to God for the abundance that He has brought into our lives. Imagine that, a holiday that literally instructs us to give thanks to God for the abundance that is brought into our lives. Not such a bad thing for those of you who care to do it. I know that I will be. So good night, and thank you, and as is our custom, I'm going to unlock the line. Give us a chance to say how much we are thankful for each other. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
One last story I want to share with you guys. Imagine that there is somebody and they're feeding these animals, and then when they get nice and fat, they know that they're going to make money from them. We're not talking about turkeys. We're talking about the American food industry. Because when we're nice and fat, we're going to get sick, and then we're going to need the pharmaceutical industry and the hospital industry. You see, don't be like those turkeys that they want us to be. Don't let them fatten us up for the financial slaughter. Good night, everybody.